Hello, it's 12:01. I'm fucking tired. I don't know what's up with me. I wasn't up that late. Anyway, I was up late, but I was up till like 5. Well, I'm up, ready to take on the day. After I read the news. And then tonight, I'll be at Levity Live. Two shows with Jacqueline Novak and Alana Glazer. Probably all sold out, but never know. Check last minute. Sometimes they release seats or something. And if you are there and you want to say hi to me, more than happy just to say hello to you. Just tweet at me at Chris Laker, and I will come over and say hello to you after the show. Okay, what's going on in the world? First thing up is nope. Oh, Jesus Christ. Corey Feldman launches campaign to expose Hollywood pedophile ring. Well, good. He's been hinting around about that for a long time. I feel sort of bad. The guy's so fucked up in the head that, and sure, I've laughed at him over the years. And if it's all because he was, sexually abused. Can you really, could those two things, the way he's like a kind of ego and his weirdness where he wants to be this like pop star, but he's just terrible at singing, and he keeps on insisting on doing, could that be tied to sexual abuse when he was a child? I'm not sure, but I feel bad for him. And I hope he exposes all. Why is it pedophiles in Hollywood? Get them out of there. That's what I say. Maybe I'm gonna be kicked out of show business for being anti-pedophile. I mean, they seem to go all the way to the top. These Sorry. U.S. company makes a fortune selling bodies donated to science. Fuck. See, this is why we don't have a cure for cancer yet. It's the bodies are getting fucking hijacked and sold to who? To all the necrophiliacs and. That's got to be a small number of people. Well, I hope they're going to jail. San Juan mayor calls for canceling alarming contract for Puerto Rican power repairs. Oh, that's a Trump thing that I don't know enough about. Sorry to even read the headline. Tesla turns power back on at Children's Hospital in Puerto Rico. Yay, Tesla. So I keep reading articles that they're like going out of business or they're laying people off, but their cars are real expensive, and then they're helping power hospital. Ooh, fuck, this episode is a real piece of shit, and I apologize. I know it. I don't know why I'm so fucking tired or why I'm like, I have nothing to say. Doing a show every day was the dumbest idea I've ever had. And all I've done is prove to people that I'm not capable. You see, if it was like an idea that I had that I kept on being like, I'm going to do this one day, people are like, yeah, you should do that. It's a good idea. It's a good idea. And no one will do it because it's a shitty idea. But it sounds good, because it's good if it is good. But if it's bad, it's not a good idea. If this was a great show, this would have been the best idea I ever had. But it's a terrible show, so it's not a good idea. It's not the worst idea I've ever had, but it's not good. Let's report Vegas shooter's brother arrested for child porn. This is you know, I wonder if this dude would have got caught anyway, but it sounds like this family as a whole might have had some issues. Arizona man, I'm selling my ranch after aliens tried to abduct my wife. You know, it would be, I tried to read the article, but getting pop-ups. Well, I guess you want to be on the move. If aliens came down and tried to abduct your wife, first of all, good on you. You were able to thwart an alien abduction. Because I would imagine they're pretty, they got here, they're pretty sophisticated. They should be able to get past you and whatever, you know, the baseball bat you have next to the bed. But they didn't. You got them. Maybe this man was armed. Maybe that's, this would be a big Second Amendment NRA story of how a man saved his wife from being abducted by aliens with his trusty shotgun. But yeah, definitely get out of that ranch. Sell that place. Get out of there. Be on the move, because they're coming back. There's no way they gave up. They tried to abduct your wife. They went, you know, you sent them back with their tail between their legs. You think that they're going to just go to their bosses, say, hey, I was supposed to abduct Arizona lady and couldn't do it? No, they're coming back. I wouldn't even take time to sell the ranch. I would just get the fuck out of there. So, watch out there. Alright. Massachusetts could leave the Eastern time zone, jump an hour ahead. That's an odd choice to make there in Massachusetts. You know, have fun in your own time zone. So you'd be an hour ahead. So right then, they'd be like the fucking. So when something, they would be like that mountain. No, they'd be later, if they're going ahead. Oh, that's weird. That's really weird. It'd be one there right now. Oh, dude. Don't fuck with everybody. Knock it off, Boston. Don't be silly. Let's do one more or something. Rising rents are pushing more tenants past the breaking point. Where is that? Everywhere? We're just hearing rents have increased rapidly across U.S. housing markets as the share of, okay. I don't know, my rent goes up, say, about every year. But I guess New York's probably already, like, fucking maxed out, so it's like these other places that were low aren't low anymore. I do that sometimes. When I go someplace I like, I'm like, let me see how much a place costs here. And I'm like, dude, by the time I bought a car and took care of the car, and paid that rent, it would be more expensive than living in New York City. And they're like, oh, but everything is more expensive in New York City. Yeah, but not the cheap stuff. You go to the suburbs, I tell you what costs more money. Chinese food, pizza, haircuts cost more, shit like that. It all costs more in suburbs because there's less of it. I mean, that's my guess is why. But I lived in the suburbs for a little bit, and I'm moving from New York, and I was like, fuck. I thought all this stuff was supposed to be cheap. Nope. I had it cheap as shit living in Queens. Manhattan's a little different, but I hope someone truly shoots you online conspiracy theorists harass Vegas victims. God, is this more of this fucking Alex Jones horse shit? That they think everything's made up. They don't think anything ever happens. Everything is a fucking staged event. These morons. That guy, I hope he lost his kids. I hope his kids, his wife got sole custody, and his kids don't have to be fucking dealing with that stupid asshole. And if saying that it was a character is even worse than him being a fucking nut. This is a bad episode, and I apologize, but fuck Alex Jones, and I'll see you tomorrow. We love you.